We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth from here. We know exactly what the global social engineers are doing. We know their goals. We know what point they've reached in their program of global enslavement, the scientific dictatorship, the final revolution against free humanity by the technocrats. We are live. It is Sunday, the 30th day of October, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And then, of course, I'm going to be here all of this week, broadcasting for 27 hours live, kicking off November 3rd at 11 a.m. into the next official radio show the next day on Friday. Paul Watson will be sitting in for a few hours here and there. So will Aaron Dykes. We've got a who's who of awake people joining us. Darren's in there lining up more than 30 different guests for the Thursday and Friday transmission, the fourth annual Money Bomb. Quite frankly, I really don't even want the responsibility of having to continue to expand our operation, but I have to because we are the best there is. Doesn't mean I'm perfect or even halfway doing a great job. It's just that we are the best there is. We've got a responsibility to intensify our efforts against the globalists 110%, and we're doing that. And the Money Bomb certainly adds to that. It costs millions and millions of dollars to have our 30-plus employees and contractors to pay for all the bandwidth, the studios, the cameras, the insurance, all of it, and to travel around the country and to produce the films that we make and the news websites and now the nightly news. But quite frankly, I would like to fund our operation with video sales, radio sponsorship, things like that. But really, the last three Money Bombs, we couldn't be here right now at this level without them. And it was listeners that started the Money Bombs back 3.5, 4 years ago. Well, this will be the fourth annual, so it'll be four years. Listeners just started one. I kind of ignored it. They said, why aren't you supporting the Money Bomb? And I said, well, I guess, okay, I will. And then we used that money to move into these offices. And here we are. It took us about a year after that to get done, find the right place, move in, get the studio built. And then here we were. Then we expanded into the other side. Completed the TV studios in the last 6-7 months ago, and I've now been doing the nightly news here in the last few months. But quite frankly, when I'm on the razor's edge of whether I'm going to do a Money Bomb or not, listeners say, you know, Alex, you really should do one. But also listeners, some people that claim to be listeners, you know, say, how dare you ask for money? You shouldn't do a Money Bomb. And I'm kind of pig-headed. Somebody tells me I can't do something, I've got to do it then. So there'll be one for you guys. In fact, you're the reason there is a Money Bomb now, because quite frankly, you know, we need the capital and all, but you know, I would rather raise money other ways. But I start thinking about the globalists. They always ask for money, or they take your tax money and then give it to NPR and others. And then still, even though that stuff's taxpayer paid for, to a certain extent, they have pledge drives for the local affiliates. But then that's all kosher and good, we're told. But if patriotic media, people that actually care about liberty and freedom, try to actually ask for donations or ask people to even buy a book or video, I get criticized, even though we give it all away for free as well. We've got to get past that psychology and say, you know what, you want to say I'm bad for this? Okay, we'll do it even more then if you don't like it. The truth is they don't want the American people getting together and supporting true liberty and financing it and voting with their dollars and voting by word of mouth, spreading the word. That's what the system is so incredibly afraid of. And if you believe in our message and really realize, as we do, this key juncture in time, we need to hit our afterburners in the fight for liberty and exposing tyranny, then donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and join us coming up this Thursday. Now, I haven't even gotten to the news that's coming up, and it's big. Straight ahead, we're going to cover the waterfront of incredible developments. We're going to look deep into U.S. government psyops. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is October 30th, 2011, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be live here, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. And then, of course, I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, blasting out on XM, Global Shortwave at WWCR, your local AM and FM stations, and number one streamed audio transmission on the web, according to Shoutcast and other metrics at Infowars.com. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me just list to you some of the videos we're going to be playing, some of the reports we're going to be covering today, some of the information we're going to be breaking down. U.S. planning troop buildup in Gulf after exit from Iraq. I was told, as you know, 2 weeks ago by multiple military sources, some of them that came on air, CIA, you name it, that Israel has gotten the green light to hit Iran, and they are looking to do it just in the next few weeks. That was a few weeks ago. That within 2 weeks, the window was opening. That doesn't mean that we can't speak out against this and stop it. That was also that point was also made 2 weeks ago. And here is the New York Times saying that the troops are being moved out of Iraq into Kuwait and other areas with an eye on the threat of a belligerent Iran. That's a quote. That's the New York Times Saturday, yesterday. Here's another one from Friday. The Washington Times. Israeli prisoner swap may be prelude to attack on Iran. And they quote Haaretz newspaper. They quote Jerusalem Post military correspondents. They quote confidants of Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that he believes now is the time to look at striking Iran, and this will be his defining Churchill moment. Don't forget that in 2007, Israel hit a clandestine nuclear reactor in Syria. So, I mean, here's the New York Times saying they're getting ready for it. Here's the Washington Times saying it. I've got several other articles we're going to be going over on this front. And whether you're for this war or against it, the United States is probably going to get sucked into it. And we saw Mr. Baer come out, the former top CIA field commander. Robert Baer came out 2 weeks ago and said they're greenlighting the attack. You saw Ray McGovern come on this show, former top advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., top CIA analyst, morning briefer to the presidents, saying, yes, the green light's been given. Never before has he said that on the show. You saw the Have the Bin Laden group, what Shearer, come out and say the green light's been given to hit Iran and it's a horrible idea. And we'll actually keep the hardline regime in power right as their people are on the verge of over 70% of the Persians do not like their government. That's on record. So why bomb their government then entrenching them more? And it was all these other experts about a day after I came out and said, my military sources are saying this. And that's why they launched that whole story about the guy down in Corpus Christi, Texas, who was a used car salesman hanging out with the Iranian secret police. And they were going to bomb the Saudi Arabian ambassador in D.C. and kill him and all this other garbage. And it came out within days. Hundreds of analysts, including former Bush administration expert on Persia, and that's Iran for folks that don't know, they came out and said this is total baloney, and it turned out it was completely made up, and it was the Iranian opposition group funded here in the U.S. that was out there manipulating people and involved with elements of the Mexican mafia in all of this. It was a complete made-up fake sting where there's nothing to sting. But it was blamed on Iran, and we heard, we've got to hit Iran. And Congressman King said, we've got to hit them. So the green light is on, but it has dimmed, because just like 4 years ago, Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, it later came out, even an Esquire, was ordered to hit Iran. And he said, I'm not doing it. And then basically was forced to resign. And right at that time, Ray McGovern came on our show, and he still claims it was just a good guess. Yeah, right. And he said, look, the plan would be to paint up U.S. patrol boats to look like Iranian patrol boats and have them do a mock or real attack on a U.S. aircraft carrier, frigate, or destroyer there near the Strait of Hormuz to get us into Iran. A year later, McGovern said this 5 years ago, a year later it came out in major newspapers and magazines, New York Times, but also Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize winner, New York Magazine, The New Yorker. It was in The New Yorker came out and said that plan had actually been green-lighted by Cheney, and they'd already painted the boats up, but then Bush killed it. So, and then Cheney just wrote a book saying he wanted to hit Iran and got stopped. So when you understand the duplicity and how they get us into wars, we would have already been in this war with Iran if the head of CENTCOM hadn't said, Admiral Fallon said, no, I'm not doing this. And so we're very close to an Iran strike. Now, when I've had other people on, they've said, not 2 weeks, Alex. They've said it could be a couple months, but they're not going to want to hit during once the main winter has begun. Regardless, I just read to you the New York Times. I just read to you the Washington Times. I got a stack of others we're going to get to. The stars are aligning for an Iran attack. And then on top of it, ladies and gentlemen, I have family who's been deployed to Kuwait. I have other sources. Once I learned that information, the family always doesn't make a secret of where they're going or what they're doing. Just innumerable tours in combat zones. Innumerable. I mean, people think 7 tours is a lot. Try 15 or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they would not say, and got a little grumpy about even being asked. And then I was talking Tuesday flying in. The Austin Police Department can verify this if they want the fellow's name. I was flying into the Austin airport from shooting another season of a couple episodes of Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory. I was flying back in from Vegas where we were out there at some rocket bases and stuff. And I was up in the front row right next to this Air Force officer. And he was flying back with the flag and the body onto the plane of the Southwest Airlines flight of his dead friend who died in an improvised explosives device attack in Iraq a few weeks before. And I was talking to him and I brought all this up and he said, well, you're absolutely know what you're talking about. Israel's going to hit them and we're going to back them. I told him I was a radio host and everything. He said, that's no secret. He said, by the way, well, then we land. The reason I say police know about it, they have water cannons spraying the plane. They had all these police cars and motorcycles and we all got off, you know, to respect the person as they were the dead veteran as they were brought off in their flag draped coffin and everything else. And in fact, I meant to look that up. A Fort Hood burial Wednesday of soldier killed by IED, Air Force MP killed in IED attack in Iraq. I wanted to actually get the guy's name. The fella told me on the plane in the 2.5 hour flight, but obviously, I wasn't sitting there taking notes. My point is, I've talked off record to 6 different military officers now. I've talked on record to all these high-powered people. You've seen all the other folks on the news saying this is moving into the green light. And they would have already probably hit Iran, is the word I had. Steve Pachinik, former Black Ops commander for the State Department and directed CIA and Pentagon Special Forces operations. Overthrows of governments. Type Steve Pachinik in. You'll see him overthrowing major governments, one after the other. He came on and said, yes, they've green-lighted an attack on Iran. But it's because that hoax that used car salesman was going to wreak all this havoc and kill the Saudi ambassador, because that hoax got exposed as a hoax, now the system's sitting there cooking up the next hoax. But Israel, I mean, I just read to you what Netanyahu's telling people, that he's intending to go ahead and hit Iran. And it won't be like when they hit Syria and blew up one primitive secret research laboratory. I mean, Iran has got this thing, you know, these things dug in more than a tick on a hound dog. All right, the really big news straight ahead on the euro, what's happening there. Ron Paul wins both tallies at GOP straw poll. I've got some incredible psychological warfare.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I would just like to point out to longtime listeners, new listeners, and first-time listeners, you can check the facts on this. It's like John Wayne would say, no brag, just fact. This is the number one alternative radio slash internet system in the world. Number one in alternative films. Number one in every category. Number one, number one, number one. And growing exponentially. Quite a responsibility. And it's important that I remember that myself from time to time and go back over some of the basics for all the new listeners that are tuning in. And we also need to open the phones up today. We'll do that coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. Then we'll start getting to your calls before this hour has ended. I tend to follow the classic talk radio model in some respects, but not in many others. Like, I tend to not at the start of the show hype up everything that's coming up. In fact, I tend to do the opposite. I tend to just mention a few stories that are important and then build. Because I get ready for the show, and then the first story I launch into, I have a tendency to spend most of the time on that and then not get the others. But in the interest of actually just letting you know some of the stuff here in front of me that I will try to get back into and break down with more detail, ATF Gunwalker update, Eric Holder to testify on Fast and Furious, CBS News. Also, we aired clips from C-SPAN earlier in the week where Miss Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, admitted 2 years ago they were running this program, and then later testified before Congress that she hadn't, and we just went and got the videos and pointed it out. In fact, the video's online. Just type in Janet Napolitano caught in perjury on Fast and Furious. And we did that as a radio report earlier in the week and a InfoWars Nightly News. And it's right there, 100%. As I told you a year ago, we caught them in the press conferences. We knew they were going to blame the Second Amendment for the stuff in Mexico years ago because they were having the press conferences. And I had sources that they were shipping the guns into Mexico, like Celi Castile and others, DEA agent. And now it's all there. And I told you Bush was involved. And what did Issa come out a week ago and say? Bush is involved. This goes back to Bush. Of course it does. It goes back to Iran-Contra. It goes back to coffins flying back from Vietnam full of heroin. The big banks run America. They don't care about our sovereignty. They use our military. They use our entire system. They made drugs illegal so they could jack up the prices of them and arrest their competition. Wake up. Wake up. In fact, we may have new listeners who won't believe it. Just type in Issa Bush involved in gun running scandal. Just show them Fox News and AP. Show them by that. If you hear me talk and you're a radio listener, just put it into a search engine what I say. Or if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, you can see us show it to you. Here's another one from Associated Press. House panel may subpoena White House documents. Well, we already have Operation Gunrunner and FF, Fast and Furious, in their press conferences in 2009 and 2010. I mean, Holder came down to South Texas and gave multiple speeches in Brownsville, and then he went over to El Paso in the middle of 2009, blaming the Second Amendment for our problems and mentioning Project Gunrunner as his proof to try to ban semi-automatics in America. And then he gets up there and says he knows nothing about it when he's given stinking press conferences, and we got the stinking video. We got the stinking video of Napolitano. Why won't Issa hammer them? They should all be arrested right now because it'll bring up Bush. There it is. Issa acknowledges gun probes similar. Not identical to Fast and Furious under Bush. Yeah, it wasn't called that. But the Sinaloa documents came out in federal court. They're allowed to bring cocaine in. U.S. government ships in the weapons directly to them. And what source is that out of? Because I don't, in that browser, it doesn't show me. Is that CBS or is that Fox? Back it all the way out so I can see the header. It's Fox. Back it all the way out so viewers can see the header. Okay, there, it's Fox. They'll think we made it up unless they see the header. Folks, type that in yourself and go find it. Now, thank you. That said, we have this news here. You've heard all these Democratic senators call for the return of the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech on talk radio, and the FCC has said if they do expand, it would be into the Internet. So it's fair that I not have cutting analysis and historical gravitas and actually tell it like it is. I would have to fumble around and only cover mainstream media and regurgitate. That wouldn't be fair if I read a federal court document where they declared national security 6 months ago and admitted the U.S. government ships in narcotics and arms the cartels to kill each other to keep prices up. That's how I knew all this. That's how I knew Bush was involved, because it's in the stinking federal documents. But see, oh, no, we can't have that. You see, they're panicking. And so Google on Monday put out its transparency report, and it turns out in 2010, because they always put the stuff out close to a year late, the federal government requested that, quote, feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. And, of course, we broke that on Tuesday and Wednesday, but then AP and others found articles you can pull up, because there's literally thousands of these, where local police would order them to take down video that showed, quote, police brutality. Oh, but here's CNET News. That's a division of CBS. So this isn't some reactionary group that actually knows what they're talking about. It's the dinosaur establishment finally figuring it out. As we told you months ago, this is the U.S. version of the secret U.N. treaty leaked a year ago that Obama doesn't want public, that openly says no judge, no jury. Any corporation or any foreign government can order your website taken down or blocked. It's DNS for any reason. Here's the CBS News headline. Representative, we're going to get them on, Lofgren, copyright bill is the end of the Internet. It is. Representative Zoe Lofgren, California Democrat, whose district includes the heart of Silicon Valley, is preparing to lead a congressional opposition to the new Stop Online Piracy Act, because there's no judge, no jury, no due process. They just say your words are and you're gone. And then they're going to have an Internet ID where you put an Internet ID on when you get online to track you. Then if you're bad, they ban your ID. Now you can't use the Internet. The equivalent of being put in a Nazi ghetto in 1937 financially. The anti-piracy legislation introduced yesterday in the House of Representatives to applause of lobbyists for Hollywood and other large content holders is designed to make alleged copyright infringers' websites, sometimes called rogue websites, virtually disappear from the Internet. I'm still reviewing legislation, but from what I've already read, this would mean an end of the Internet as we know it. Yeah, well, the end of due process as we know it. They're already doing this. You'll see them shut down 50,000 websites to shut down one without a court order. Now, the really big news is coming up. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to have open phones in the second hour. We're all starting to get into the EU debt woes to last 2 or 3 years. Oh, after they got the $5 trillion more. Yeah, $1.4 trillion leveraged out to $5 trillion. On $100 billion that Greece owes? Oh, that was just the excuse for the mega banks to fully destroy the sovereignty left in Europe. Also, the moves to strike Iran and to strike Assad's Syria. The nationwide crackdown on Occupy Wall Street has begun. Why is that? Because the Democrats kicked this thing off, were unable to fully control it and occupy it, and co-opt it. So now they're rubber bulleting people in the face from Oakland, California to Denver. And I've got incredible video coming up if we have time to get to it, of people just blood pouring out of them for no reason. I mean, this is like China or something. And it's not that I even agree with all the Occupy Wall Street people and their calls for socialism. Doesn't matter what their view is. This is America. You don't shotgun them at 2 feet away and almost kill people. Some of them are in comas. They've been shot in the head. And I see cops online, and Drudge was linked to an article that had people commenting, making jokes about it. Okay, well, folks are going to make a joke about taking your pension fund. Look, if all of our rights aren't protected, none of our rights are. I mean, have people figured this out yet? When somebody gets their rights run over, it's not funny, even if you or I don't agree with them. Because when somebody else's rights gets run over, that creates a precedent for it to happen to us or our wives, our children, our grandparents, our husbands, our brothers, our sisters, our pastors. This is wrong. Now, I had actually seen this video before, because we bought a bunch of National Archive footage years ago. But I happened to come back across it this weekend doing research on psychological warfare. I was looking for one of the newer psychological warfare training videos in its entirety. I was only sent a demo of it a few years ago, Department of Defense. And I found one from 1968. And its field manual video number, or projector number, is United States Army Presents TF-33-3972, 1968. And I watched this Friday night and spent much of Saturday researching it, much of today researching it, to my wife's chagrin, because if a photo can tell 1,000 words, if a picture can tell 1,000 words, what does 25 minutes of video tell? And I don't have time here today to air all of this. But this was shown to PSYOP officers in all the branches of the military, mainly for the Vietnam War. But it's shot in an Eastern European-style country called Host Nation. And they're fighting communists in this PSYOPs once classified. This was declassified in the 80s. Film that I'm about to play the audio of for radio listeners. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it. And I'm going to get this posted up on InfoWars as well so people can look at it, everybody. And I'm not going to have time to play the whole thing, but they're talking about internal defense. Is this psychological warfare video manual is a film that accompanies the actual physical manual that's much thicker. And I actually have a copy of it. Read it many years ago. Bought it at a gun show. But the point is that what you're about to hear is for a country that's occupied. Checkpoints, people being searched, surveillance, psychological warfare. The government always broadcasting information about how it cares about you. They don't really care about you when that ad nauseum, how to brush your teeth, how to trick or treat, how to do this, how to do that. They're treating you like you're a low-grade moron on all these radio and TV PSA announcements that are government. And the news itself is that. And it creates the perception that government loves you. And now they got telescreens at 9,000 locations saying, tattle on your neighbor, don't trust anybody but the government. It creates this fear and perception. Now, everything in this psychological warfare manual, I'm about to play the video addendum to it, or counterpart. Again, this is supposedly an occupied Eastern European country fighting Soviet advances or Vietnam. But this country, if you can see the video of the film, looks like 16 millimeter, maybe even 35. The point is, it's shot in what looks like a Eastern European country. And it's talking about going after Joe Sixpack. How do you get his mind? How do you get control of him? How do you control a society? And it gets into the checkpoints. It gets into the searches. It gets into the propaganda. It gets into all the control. And my point is, you are under this attack. The Pentagon admits they spend tens of billions a year domestically in the U.S. And all of this stuff is meant to manipulate you, and it's been illegal since the founding of the CIA and the Department of Defense to do this domestically. But now they just do it. So you talk to people and you go, don't you see the propaganda? They think it's a conspiracy theory that they're even being propagandized. And I'll point out again, propaganda just means someone's political speech selling you on their idea. I guess it goes back to the Jesuits. And even before that, to the Greeks. But the term propaganda is a Jewitical, they would call it, or a Jesuit-type term. But it just means political education. Well, if people were teaching about private property, Second Amendment, freedom. No. The whole media does nothing but demonize things that America's based on. And this is psychological warfare. All the carbon taxes being promoted. All of it. This is a globalist agenda. So the video piece starts with the host country asking for help. And there's this creepy scene where the creepy third world commander, military commander, ask for psychological warfare like it's some nasty goody, you know, like looking at a Playboy behind the woodshed or something. And the U.S. Psychological warfare head says, oh, we'll do that. And the next they say, well, you're in the host country. We're actually already running psychological warfare in the country. So it's even got creepy deception in it, like, oh, look at how we're lying to people. I mean, this is disgusting. It's better to say, we don't have psychological warfare manuals. What we believe in is on our sleeve. Liberty, freedom, the family, period. We're here to bring liberty, not a bunch of creeping around garbage. So you look at the psych warfare, the psyop being run on America, it just like I was sent the Homeland Security documents. Remember, I broke that 3 years ago. State police and FBI. I got another manual from a federal marshal. And all those stories made national news. None of it has to do with Al-Qaeda. That is itself a psyop. None of it had to do with Al-Qaeda. That itself was a psyop. It said, number one threat to America, returning veterans. Number two, gun owners. Number three, Ron Paul supporters. Number four, libertarians. Number five, those that don't want us in the UN. Number six, private property activists. You're being told you're giving up all these liberties and having the government stick their hands down your pants at the airport because they're trying to keep you safe. But really, it's an internal domestic checkpoint. All right, we'll get to most of it in the next segment. But let's go ahead and start rolling the intro of it where they have the name of the PSYOP manual, TF-33-3972. United States Army presents TF-33-3972, 1968. Psychological operations in support of internal defense and deployment assistance programs. And the point is, when they have checkpoints in America, as the TSA now has on the highways, that is martial law. You are under martial law.
This is the United States Embassy in a country we shall call land. In actuality, host land does not exist, but this fictional nation has many counterparts. Small countries in which outside alien hands have planted the seeds of subversion.
Stop right there. We're going to come back. Oh, outside foreign megabanks that created thousands of trillions in fake derivatives and got their people in control of every federal position or regulatory position? You see, now the outside subverters have come in and taken over the country and are turning the internal defense against the real patriots.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, if you go to drudgereport.com, you'll notice on the right-hand side where the top story up there, armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Phoenix. Group is affiliated with neo-Nazi fringe. And Paul Watson asked the question, is this some kind of setup? I've seen a lot of feds, and these guys really don't look and act like them. Maybe I'll get this guy on the air, but we'll talk about that. I know that armed groups at Tea Party events were used to demonize the Tea Party, but I think it's great to have guns in public to teach people they're not illegal. I mean, enough of old folks getting arrested because some carpet cleaner's in their house and sees their gun cabinet. I've had some carpet cleaner try to call the cops on me like 12 years ago because I had a gun case. I mean, I'm not kidding. They said, you're not allowed to have guns. I said, are you crazy? But I guess they watch sitcoms and dramas that are all based in New York City or something. So they, you know, see the shows where the cop goes, he's got a gun, arrest him. You know, he's got a gun in his house. But I'm going to get to that report next hour. Now, again, this is like 25 minutes long. And it gets into the creepy part next, It talks about propaganda, how to sell it, how to do it. But in the next clip from this Army Psychological Warfare video from 68, it gets into the checkpoints and the martial law. And, you know, I wrote the notes on points I wanted to make about this video. There is a war on for your mind. Just get that through your head. And then ask yourself, what are the messages that media and government-sponsored systems are putting out? Anti-gun, anti-family, anti-freedom. So this is an illegitimate government. Okay? Also, the system is built for the general public. This internal defense, that's what martial law is really called in the military. In fact, I freaked out an Army officer last night knowing all these terms because they're all trained in this now. They've all been getting ready for this for more than a decade. As the bankers imploded the economy by design, the military doesn't know why they're being told to get ready for it. While they're training everybody in riot control because they're bringing the country down by design. Then their false solution will be collectivism with the general public calling to rob the middle class, which they believe is the rich, while the ultra rich sit offshore and set the whole thing up to destroy the free market, which is the enemy of the mega monopoly men. So the system is built for the general public. This whole system is built and designed for a countrywide takeover. It's not designed for Al-Qaeda, who they just gave Libya to. The homeland is the body snatcher, to use a science fiction analogy. The homeland, when they announce the homeland, it's the pea pod. When the Republic goes to sleep, they lay this down, you die, and then the new creature that looks like the old America pops out of the pea pod. When you hear homeland security, that's the federal globalist takeover of the local police and everything else. Let's go back to the piece. Here it is.
Typifies such a country. A nation seeking its own independent path to progress, but stalled in its forward march by a subversive force that grows more malignant with each passing day.
Gentlemen, the pattern here is for me. Mr. Johnson, what is your government doing about this?
As you know, we have had some success in counteracting their efforts, but never quite enough. At best, we have achieved a containment, stalemate. Now, with the sudden intensification of subversive activity, the outbreak of violence in the eastern province, my government is firmly convinced that a full-scale internal defense operation is the only answer to the problem. That is why we have once again come to the United States for help. As to our specific needs, you will find them outlined in the official request, which we have submitted for your attention.
Again, folks, they're talking about internal defense. That's martial law. Then they show what internal defense is, and it's exactly what's being set up in America. Okay? Let's go back to it.
So I've been informed by your military attaché, Colonel Adams here. You have men who specialize in internal defense operations, familiar with the situation we're facing.
Then you are specifically requesting
that you assist us ending our current training program. We've got to set up and staff new training centers for officers and NCOs, and we must move quickly.
With your government's help,
we should be able to accomplish our objectives in much less time. And time will be a critical factor.
I feel confident that my government will give you every assistance along those lines. In fact, we should be able to have additional advisors on the way here in a matter of just a few days. Other specifics?
Frankly, Mr. Ambassador, we lack the trained men who would be able to plan and implement operations in an area we think is vitally important. Because of this, we are also requesting that your team of advisors include a senior officer who is thoroughly experienced in psychological operations.
Ooh.
Very well, sir. I think we can provide you with an expert on the subject.
This man is the expert on the subject. His name is Leo Hamilton, and he is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. Earlier today, he was designated the Psychological Operations Staff Officer Advisor.
He helped put fluoride in the water.
Officers on the advisory
he helped get
team,
gun control through.
He will be flying to Hostland.
He helped bring down America. He can screw up your country, too.
In the area of psychological operations, PSYOP, Colonel Hamilton qualifies as a veteran with considerable field experience.
Yeah, hit pause. People like Colonel Hamilton can demonize the Founding Fathers and people that love actual freedom. People like Colonel Hamilton can wreck America and turn it into the cesspit it is today and make people hate real Americans that actually have their heads screwed on straight. Yes, if you like the way America's going, continue with the PSYOP. And then it gets into even more creepiness. Listen, I got to get to the start of this, though, with the checkpoints. Let's go to the next clip. And again, I'm going to get these posted this evening. I actually asked my web guys to post it. I must have missed it if it is posted, but I'm going to make some phone calls during the breaks to my weekend web people. I'm going to have them post these videos at Infowars.com because you need to see the full thing, the full 25 minutes. One of them is called Psychological Operations and Supportive Internal Defense Programs. And then part one is called Psychological Operations and Supportive Internal Defense and Development Assistance Programs. Let's go ahead and go to video number two, where they get into all the creepiness with the Federal Occupation Force. Here it is. Again, we'll get to that video here in just a moment, where we're playing this directly off of YouTube. We'll turn the audio up and get that on for you right now. There's no audio on at all. I watched it like three times at my house this weekend. 100%. I watched that when I came in today and pulled it up for you. Wow, if they killed the audio on that just now, that is beyond bizarre. It doesn't matter. I've got it on DVD somewhere around here in the office. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Interesting. It does have audio. Unless they've just killed the audio while we were sitting here, that's got audio. A lot of times we save videos, but I came in this afternoon with it with limited time, and I want to get to the actual checkpoint parts. And I even told Dude, who was just up here, to actually save this. So we'll see what happens with that. Very bizarre here today, because I just saw them fade up the audio themselves and play it. You were watching it, and it didn't plenty audio, and I want you to see this, but it doesn't matter. You can get these psychological warfare manual videos anywhere. The point is, this is advertised as a third world country under martial law, and it breaks down everything that's happening to it. We're going to attempt to come back in the next hour and get to this video for you. Also, I will get to the articles I mentioned earlier out of CNET News and others, where they admit copyright bill is the end of the internet as we know it, the end of due process, feds ordering videos taken off YouTube and Google that are containing, quote, government criticism. So we've got that as well coming up. Oh, and I haven't gotten to this yet. We posted a video with clips of Walter Cronkite showing war atrocities in Vietnam, along with new war atrocities, and Google removed that. So I want to illustrate how, why could you see in 1969 what war is, but you can't see it today? All this modern violence everywhere, but the PSYOP masters don't want us to see, the PSYOP masters don't want us to see real things. They want us to see simulated because it desensitizes us to torture and evil. But when it's real, they want it banned. How is it banned today, or even showing flag-draped coffins, but it wasn't in 1969? Because it's all part of the PSYOP. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We do have that psychological warfare clip coming up in the next segment. One of our computers was crashing. I tell you, computers, we just replaced them months ago so they'd stop doing this. I'm going to have to get some fancy broadcast system in here like I've got in the TV studio just so they won't screw up incessantly. But even the $100,000 system we've got over there is screwing up incessantly. Oh, man. And that's why we're having the 2011 money bomb coming up this Thursday through Friday. I'm going to broadcast 24 hours. You can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate. You also donate when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or you buy books, T-shirts. Every order gets a free citizen rule book and In the Fed bumper sticker along with InfoWars.com sticker. And by the way, I want to start some kind of program where we already sell the bumper stickers pretty much at cost. I've already decided to tell my shipping department on Monday to offer bumper stickers at cost. At cost. You'll have to pay for the shipping, but I'm going to design that where it's at cost. And we're going to launch a bumper sticker offensive. Problem is, I just thought of this. We got to order extras because they'll all blow out the door. But I'm going to launch a bumper sticker offensive to literally tag the United States with them because it's already having a huge effect everywhere I go. San Antonio, Dallas, Los Angeles, Corpus Christi, South Padre, New York City. I see InfoWars.com stickers, our stickers. I saw in the New York Times they had a guy with a sign, you know, said In the Fed, and on it was an InfoWars 9/11 is an inside job sticker. So, Chris, don't let me forget that tomorrow to tell them to offer the stickers basically at cost. And right now it's like a tiny profit, but I just want to blow them out. I mean, I want to just pump them out there where you know buy them for basically nothing. Well, hell, we already put the citizen rule books in there for free, but those cost us like 55 cents a piece. We buy a lot of them. Look, I'm going to come back into the whole psychological warfare piece. But just how amazing is it that feds order YouTube to remove videos for containing government criticism, and now they've got another report. Police are ordering YouTube to remove it. And Representative Lofgren says copyright bill to end the internet as we know it. Well, actually just says end of the internet. And you've just got all of this craziness going on. We've got some good news, though. Ron Paul has said if he doesn't win as a Republican, that he probably is going to run. In my gut, it's the right thing to do. Because, and I've quietly in the office had an argument with one certain person who doesn't think Ron Paul would run as a third-party person. And I said, no, he knows it's all happening right now. Everything's coming down right now. It's not even about winning at that point. It's about being in the debates, injecting real issues as this country collapses in the next year and a half into the election. He's got to keep his voice in there. This is Ron Paul's last hurrah. That's why he's announced he's not running in a year from now for re-election for his two-year term in the House of Representatives from Texas. This is it for Ron Paul. And so I have predicted here on air that if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, he's still a number three spot. Even though he's being ignored and demonized, he would be number one if it wasn't for that. And the psyop that he can't win, so people go, well, I like him, but you know, I'm not going to vote for him. We can get Ron Paul in there. We are on the cusp of this right now. This is so incredibly exciting. And we've got to believe in Ron Paul, but more importantly, in the message he is getting out to the world. And we need to support alternative media. Now is the time to be all in. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, to watch the news, download the files, give them to people, support our overall operation, getting the free YouTube files we post of it, getting them out to everybody, spreading the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. All of you are making this possible. We couldn't do it without you. And the globalists use our tax money against us. It's time for people to voluntarily give InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You want InfoWars to be strong, robust, be able to withstand attacks, lawsuits, anything, even bullets, because the idea will still transmit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's one of the hottest stories in the country right now. Armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Phoenix. Group is affiliated with neo-Nazi fringe. This just smells of a setup, but We're going to be breaking that down coming up. It's an Infowars.com story. It's top story on DrudgeReport.com right now. Okay, we had a computer have a heart attack, as they do on a routine basis, and not play the video. But I do have the second part. I'm just playing snippets of this because it's 25 minutes long. It's an Army psychological warfare film that was classified until the 80s. It's TF-33-3972. Is the actual manual number that this newsreel accompanies. United States Army presents. And again, the reason I'm playing this is these PSYOPs are still ongoing domestically. You can just type in Pentagon involved in domestic PSYOPs and Congress saying, hey, that's illegal. This has been going on for a long time. But look at what the messages are now. Demonizing the founding fathers, gun owners. And of course, this is waking up the military, by the way. It was the military 3 years ago sent me the internal file from all places, Camp Mabry, where they had Army Reserve intelligence officers up there at Ron Paul's event in Houston and my event to end the Fed in Dallas watching us. And the Army was laughing at this. It said, don't let the Ron Paul supporters know that your military in plain clothes or they may try to kill you. Yeah. The military's in plain clothes at an In the Fed event. I mean, that right there shows we're in a third world police state. And it's like if Ron Paul finds out or Alex Jones finds out that the military, like Monty Python, the holy grail with the deadly rabbit that chews your throat out, Ron Paul's going to jump off the podium like a vampire and just start savaging them in the throat. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know you've got a tyranny when the government is demonizing people that are actually pro-Constitution and know what they're talking about. We're the real Americans. We're the ones that predicted the debt black hole and predicted the depression and predicted all of this. We're the ones that know what we're talking about. And for that, we get demonized because foreign banks have hijacked the country and the Pentagon works for them. So does the FBI. But the good news is, the average FBI agent is sending me these documents. The average state police officer is. The average person in the military sent us the documents that, hey, by the way, we don't like having to spy on you. Look at how ridiculous this is. They actually tell the Army soldiers who are spying on us, look out, we're going to try to kill them. We're just out there bullhorning the Federal Reserve saying, stop devaluing our dollar. We want Congress to control the money again. And for that, the Army's out there being told they're fighting Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda works for the government and has been given control of Libya. Again, let's go to this PSYOP and think about how they're setting this up with domestic TSA checkpoints down all over the country, all these control systems, the feds are federalizing local police, threat fusion centers. This is totally unconstitutional, and it is martial law. That's what the homeland takeover is. The homeland is replacing the republic. It's a body snatcher politically. Here it is.
Among the support elements needed are the light mobile printing team with its printing and editorial shelters.
This is for a country the Pentagon has occupied. How to suppress them.
Also needed is a radio
station. Just how they operate here.
Existing radio stations, particularly in the back country.
That's why they want their fairness doctrine is to shut us down.
An audiovisual vehicle will help to increase the effectiveness of face-to-face communications. And a loudspeaker team will support tactical operations. One of the initial steps of the military PSYOP program is directed toward the hostland military establishment itself. Since the military represents the government to the populace, their actions and attitudes can do much to create a favorable image of that government in the minds of the people. Hostland soldiers are provided with rules of conduct toward civilians and impressed with the importance of observing them. A soldier's attitude goes a long way toward implementing an effective military PSYOP program. Another portion of the PSYOP program, primarily directed toward the civilian population, is concerned with developing national unity. Once the people start to consider themselves as a national group, acceptance of their government tends to increase, thus making penetration by subversives much more difficult.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Infiltration by subversives. What do they call us in all these federally funded programs that are secretly given to police? They call us subversives, extremists. And they actually say Bob Barr is one of their leaders, Ron Paul. They may be flying an American flag or get out of the UN sticker on their car. The number one threat's a returning veteran. And then I learn about the training drills they do where they're always killing a disgruntled vet, but they tell you, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda. It's for us. It's an internal defense program for the bankers that hijacked America and don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff. It's an internal defense program for crooks like Obama and Napolitano who've been caught shipping drugs in and guns out of the country and perjuring themselves. It's called criminals not wanting to go to jail. We could take this country back so easily if we just admitted we had a criminals group in control. And it did the things Ron Paul and others have talked about. Get our country back, man. America used to be love. Now it's known worldwide. You know, they censor all these wartime videos here, all the atrocity videos we're not allowed to see on our news. But in the 60s, they would show them on TV. The world sees these, though. I talked to family that goes to Europe. They basically spit on us now. I had family go to Europe 20 years ago. They loved us. We are seen as Nazis, ladies and gentlemen. But really, we're just brain-damaged, mind-controlled slaves of these foreign banks. We think we're fighting for America. The globalists are fighting to destroy America. Let's get back to the checkpoint part, and we'll come back from break and go to your calls. But I've got to finish this video. Let's get to the good part right here. But as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen.
Touring groups of performers are used to attract attention. They are particularly effective in remote areas. Entertainment or diversion of any kind is eagerly awaited.
USO. Does this mean Ann Margaret isn't coming?
Entertainment teams like this one attract crowds of people wherever they appear.
So condescending as they manipulate the locals in this fictitious Eastern European country.
Interaction can result in group belonging and assist in developing a sense of national unity.
Controlled interaction. You don't just let the slaves interact with each other. You taser them if they're not.
A continuing effort is made to link the PSYOP program with progress to help the people help themselves. This makes them see the military and the government as positive images, benevolent symbols, signifying steps toward a better life. The sense of success, the satisfaction of a job finished, these are of major importance. Direct response to community needs is vital. Projects which would be meaningless in terms of local needs should be avoided. For psychological purposes, one finished well is worth far more than an unfinished dam. Throughout these efforts, the PSYOP program keeps the people informed.
Informed of how they're being brainwashed.
What is being done? They are told why it is being done.
All
and
right.
They are told how.
The hardcore part's coming up, the domestic martial law piece. But now you know the PSYOP's much more sophisticated. We've got to destroy your well for the earth. We've got to tax you for the earth. We're taking all your freedom for the earth. It's much more sophisticated now and wicked and gibbering. And watch our flag ascend. They were Notorious. You tell them, Muse. Fans and listeners of the show, and I'm a fan of them. Doing a great job, Mr. Bellamy. Crank it up right here. Yeah! Love it! We will be victorious. You see, the evil tries to masquerade as the patriot. We're just simply going to point out that foreign offshore banks came into our country, took it over, tried to get us into debt, are waging war against the real free market. They've got all these well-meaning Occupy Wall Street people running around, and I've seen many of them calling for socialism, calling for 70-plus percent taxes. I've got Peter Schiff going through all these crowds in New York, and person after person wants 70-plus percent taxes, which will just totally shut the country down. It's high taxes that drove the companies out of the U.S. This country built the highest standard of the living in the world with the lowest taxes in world history. Now, getting back to military psyops, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls and into this story that's gotten national attention. Armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Wall Street. They've got M16s loaded, standing in front of the cops, and you'd think they're not needed to protect folks in Phoenix, but all over the country, the cops are shotgunning people with rubber bullets for no reason. So what's going to happen if there's a confrontation? In this video at Infowars.com, it shows the cops kind of sheepishly looking at guys with M16s. And a lot of folks are, well, how do they have M16s? That's illegal. No, it's not in America in most states. The Second Amendment's only restricted in a few areas. And technically, they're AR-15s. They were M16s. They have to have a federal stamp for them. But that's coming up. Let me give you the number to join us on air on all the issues we've covered. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this Sunday live edition. Let's finish up with the Army PSYOP from 1968 and the parallels to the propaganda today as if we're some third world country the Pentagon has invaded. Because that's how we're treated now. Here it is.
Is openly recruiting and receiving aid from the people.
Back it up a minute.
Security program.
Back it up just about 20 seconds, because I want that part where they talk about checkpoints and things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back it up just a little bit. Perfect. Let's go ahead and go to it now. Here it is.
And they are told how it will benefit them. In areas where the insurgent is openly recruiting and receiving aid from the people, an internal security program takes the greatest PSYOP effort.
Ah, PSYOP. Checkpoint. It's a checkpoint. The cars are being stopped, like in Tennessee or Texas, on the highway,
here
warrantless
the
checkpoint.
The objectives are to sever the link between the insurgent and the civilian population, to detect and neutralize subversive apparatus, and to provide a secure environment.
Oh, secure, for your safety, TSA is going to grow up your one-year-old daughter. Actually, to train you
an
to be a slave.
An internal security program encompasses roadblocks, curfews, critical supplies such as medicine, money, food, explosives, arms, etc. All of which make the PSYOP effort a little more difficult.
Which they look for at TSA checkpoints on the road now. Totally illegal.
Where restrictions are imposed, the people should be made to realize the necessity for them.
Oh.
They must be convinced that these restrictions are only temporary.
Like we were told back on 9/11?
That
is as
soon as subversive.
Back it up 10 seconds. Jaron had an idea Friday, and he actually pulled up the USA Today article, gave it to the Nightly News guys. We never covered it. But Jaron, make me tomorrow re-pull that. I want to show it on screen because the way it printed was in four pieces. He found the USA Today where they federalized air screening, and it said they would just be checking bags. Now that means checking another type of bag that has huevos in it and grabbing on your wife's breast. I mean, this is our journey into slavery. And now they're on the highways squeezing your luggage. Let's go ahead and go back to it.
For them. They must be convinced that these restrictions are only temporary. That as soon as subversive activities are controlled, restrictions will be lifted. Many problems are encountered during the implementation of this type of program.
People don't like being slaves in Nazi Germany. They'll complain. It's okay. Tell them it'll be over soon. Of course, it never will be. We're just going to ratchet it up. but the Americans will never figure it out.
Vegetables damaged while held up in roadblocks must be investigated immediately.
Oh, yeah. Some...
curfews can alienate shopkeepers and theater and restaurant owners unless implementation of such measures is planned and announced well in
advance. They even have a curfews for adults all over the country now.
Curfews may also alienate the younger people who use the evening for youth activities.
Or youth activities. Get out of here, you evil children.
Controls restrict the flow of essential products and goods.
Yeah, now they search your mail. Did you know that?
Psychologically, the people must be convinced that if it were not for the insurgents, these restrictions would not be necessary, and that when insurgent activities cease, restrictions will be removed.
The insurgents you manufacture in your full-spectrum dominance.
In areas of the country where government troops are battling the subversives, the psychological effort is of a different nature.
All right, I got a time code here. We skip ahead now to the end. Because there's a point at the end of the video where they cut to Joe Sixpack and they go, you've got to reach him. You've got to convince him you're on the right side. It's key to be friendly and have good esprit de corps. Well, now, you see, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The globalists know you hate them and are awake, at least to some extent. So now they've shifted, and police have admitted this, to the black uniform as black mask for pure intimidation. Now they don't want you to think that they're there to help you. They don't want you to think that they care about you in many of the federal operations. It's all about pure and total domination. And that's now the system we've shifted to. You know, I'm going to come back and take your calls. I'll get both these videos, part one and part two. It's about 25 minutes long, posted at InfoWars.com. Or just go to YouTube and type in psychological warfare, and you'll see literally hundreds of videos. A lot of modern Army videos, Air Force videos, Marine Corps videos. Now, remember, these are declassified. The real classified ones, like one WikiLeaks released 3 years ago in psychological warfare, was how to kill little kids. If you're in an area and you're outnumbered by the guerrillas, well, you just slaughter some kids or other group. That'll old ladies work good too, and then blame it on the enemy, and then that'll get you local support. You can just type in WikiLeaks releases Army manual that covers false flags, and of course I don't need an Army manual. I've talked to family that was in the Army who were taught similar things. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we're back, and I got loaded phone lines here, so I'm just going to go to your calls. I'm not even sure if I'll have time to get to our article, Google Censors War Crimes video. I knew they'd do this because I saw them pulling down the video of kids killed by cluster bombs and things by NATO and the non-military action by the Peace Prize winner over in Libya, and I noticed YouTube was pulling all these videos, but I remember Walter Cronkite showing stuff far worse at 6 o'clock at night on CBS. So we went and found those clips, put the Walter Cronkite stuff that aired in 1968, 69, 70, kids with napalm on fire, monks getting, you know, on fire, people getting their heads blown off, next to little Libyan kids with the lower mandible blown off, their tongues, you know, hanging out. I mean, stuff right out of a horror movie. But, see, the system wants you to see horror movies to desensitize you. They don't want you to see the real thing. You can't even allowed to see the coffins of the dead troops. They don't want you to know about that. Just go play fantasy football. So we've got a big fight going with Google right now. But you know what? I want to go to Jason, John, David, Ed, Keith, Don, Sean, Gary, George, and Moses. In fact, I will get to at least the first 10 calls. I don't know about the other 100 or so that we could talk to. Our phone system, we open it for 10 seconds, and then we get the calls we need for the day. Let's, because we actually have a gigantic audience. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Canada. You're on the air, Jason. We have callers from Ukraine and others. Jason, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I appreciate what you do here. I just had a couple comments on how Google will censor things on the Internet. Do you think all cloud computing, including Windows Azure, and Amazon AWS, do you think they'll censor too?
Yes, they've all admitted the cloud is all about censoring, where they can take keywords or audio. I mean, they could ban right now on most platforms my voice, running it through different programs they have. What one of them is Shazam, and they're already doing that. So this is the brave new world of censorship, and they're saying they're getting ready to censor. That's the thing. I covered CBS News earlier admitting it.
That's a shame. What are the alternatives?
The alternatives, Jason, is use the free, open, non-Chinese-style communist Internet. Before it shifts to that, A, fight to keep it free because it's so brazen. B, if they put it through, still fight it. And C, use the Internet today like it won't be there tomorrow.
I agree.
I mean, look, they're all going to jail like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff. They've all committed crimes much bigger than that. Look at the crimes that are admitted. Army field manuals about staging terror attacks. The Justice Department shipping guns out of the country and lying about it. Government stealing military pension funds for 12 years. I mean, this is a criminal government. And the alternative media is becoming the mainstream media, and they can't deal with it. They can't deal with it. So the fight is on. We're in a toe-to-toe. You ever seen a boxing match or even a UFC fight where they stop using tactics and they just man-to-man start pounding who's got the who can take the most punishment? That's what we're now in a fight like that right now.
I had listened to AM radio here in Calgary, and they're claiming that there's $40,000 worth of damage to the grass at Cannon Olympic Park.
They whine and complain endlessly about Occupied Wall Street and act like it's bad.
I checked it out, and they're peaceful. They're some of them were hippies, but you know they treated the land with respect, and it definitely wasn't $40,000 worth of damage, that's for sure.
Jason, I appreciate your call. Look, this is what's going on. The whole thing is a cutout. The Democratic Party on record calls for Occupy Wall Street to form. Well-meaning people, not knowing who's behind it, show up. And then they use it as a projection to demonize demonstrating and now have the cops sicked on them nationwide, shotgunning them with rubber bullets at point-blank range, putting some in comas. It's a set piece. It's not that they're bad, it's that the whole thing is to preempt real demonstrations that are coming. David in Ukraine, and then John in South Carolina. David, welcome from Ukraine.
Hi there, Alex. Nice to be on the show. Thanks a lot.
Good to have you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the video contest that you do. In February, I made about five videos for your V for Victory contest, and since then, they've gotten about 100,000 hits, so... you know, it's obvious that this is a great way to, you know, spend a little money and get a lot of bang for the buck.
By the way, I'm going to announce the new contest next week, the one for Alex Jones Predictions. I'm going to announce that next week. I've been so busy with the nightly news and everything, I haven't announced the winners yet because I'm kind of like a kid at a buffet. We used to go to Luby's when I was a child in Dallas, and I would like, my dad would say, okay, you can have what you want, but you're not going to eat it. And he would actually let me get whatever I wanted and then basically eat what I didn't eat. Because, you know, as a joke to kind of educate me. But yeah, that's what we've done here.
Yeah. I would have jumped in on that contest, except the dates were just not clear enough. And I've got commitments that I'd have to finish out. And it normally takes me a good 2, 3, 4 weeks to get something decent going. And that's one of the reasons that I'm calling in is because Bob, 3 months ago, I discovered a site of your good buddy, Max Geiser. Have you seen the site Pirate My Film?
Yeah, he's plugged in a bunch of my show. It's like you promote what he's doing and pledge to it, then he'll make the film. But he got the funding for Alex in Wonderland, and I want to see that film made. I mean, he got the pledges for it, but then he never took the pledges. He just went on to something else.
Yeah, actually, it's crowdsourced funding. So what actually goes on there is that people that have an idea about the films, they go up there, they enter in a project, give a synopsis of what they're going to do, and the crowd gets in there and finances it. I've got a film on there now, 60 Minutes of Banker Hell. And, you know, it's the two projects that I've had on there have raised about $4,000, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can get some.
Well,
some
sir, I'll say it again.
From your show.
Listen, I'm some stumbling, bumbling Texas hillbilly, and I'm kicking New World Order hind end all day long. So it's beautiful that you're unleashing your acumen, your gravitas, your creativity, like lightning on the New World Order. Keep it up. You're beautiful. We love you. Dwarf what I've done. Yes, send me your info. I'd love to work with you. Let's talk to John in South Carolina. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I am doing good.
Good to talk to you. The PSYOP video you were showing earlier where the troops would go into foreign countries, that's what they're doing here now, and the slaves believe every word of it.
No. I've got literally every week four or five local news articles in the middle of the country where Marines, Army are searching families' cars. I mean, they're really getting ready for martial law because the bankers stole the country blind. When the minute they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 1999, they set all this up. This is all planned. They're going to send EU tax collectors into EU countries now to raise the money to pay for the derivatives, to physically grab people by their ankles and shake the change out of their pockets. I mean, this is tyranny.
My mom, actually, she has a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and she was pulled over on the interstate in Georgia a few weeks ago. The first thing the cop asked her is, have you ever been arrested before? Basically, she's guilty until proven innocent.
No, we have the manuals. They say a Ron Paul sticker is evidence of terrorism because they're the criminals. The criminal bankers that took America over run the training of the police and military. And it's so creepy. I mean, when you read these things, you think it's a joke. I mean, I have video in my film Road to Tyranny. It's free online. Where Kansas City police are taught that George Washington is bad. And FEMA says, gets up there. I've played the clip and says, George Washington is not good. He is bad. Tell me why. And the cops are like, George Washington is bad because of this. And they say, good job. I mean, it's like the Soviets took over. It's like Red Dawn. And they're like, Thomas Jefferson, even worse. And the police are like, yes, sir, we understand. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, bad. And the FEMA guy's like, good, good men. We're going to get these Americans. They're like, get them. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's total craziness. It's like they think they're the patriots and George Washington is the enemy. We'll be right back.
Failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go right to your calls and try to jam in 10 callers in 10 minutes. Ed in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to take my 1 minute to make an announcement to the New World Order. Yeah, I am an electronics engineer. I have 22 years of experience in building industrial communications electronics. I saw Ruby Ridge and I was outraged. I saw Waco and I saw Alex confronting that FBI agent and I was even more outraged. But yesterday, when I saw little kids burned up, shot up, tortured, that was it. So I spent 8 hours of my time, and I built a transmitter. And it's serial number 1 of 10,000. Every major U.S. city is getting one, and they will not be little. And if you take them down, that's fine. I'll put up another one. And if you want to shut off the Internet, that's fine. I'll use an ELF pulse. I'll use your own system against you. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of Google taking down videos of little girls with the bottoms of their faces blown out, with their tongues hanging out, with their whole lower mandible blown, but Walter Cronkite could show that in 1969?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's fine. Go ahead. You want to censor the Internet? That's fine. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only engineer who is unbelievably I don't even have words. You know, I don't have Alex's gift for truth and knowledge, but I have another gift. And I guarantee you, mine coupled with his, I'll make sure every man, woman, and child knows what you're doing.
Are you going to make AM, FM, shortwave, UHF? What type of transmitters?
The one yesterday was 88 to 108 megahertz FM frequency modulated transmitter. Does 100 watts. I built in 8 hours. 8 hours.
Well, good. That's the Patriots have been hitting people hard. Yeah, people have been fighting hard with those for a while. That's what helped bring down the Soviet Union. We're going to bring down the New World Order with those.
Watch it. I am done. I am done doing this. It's over. I'm done doing nothing. Thank you for my 1 minute, Alex.
Well, thank you, Ed.
If they shut off the internet, I'll drive to Austin. I'll build them there. I don't care. I'll make sure this message gets out 110%. I'll broadcast it on HF. I'll broadcast it, data link it. I'll uplink it to the APRS satellites. You watch what happens.
Well, that's the power of the people. God bless you, my friend. That's why they talk about in these PSYOP videos, they've got to reach Joe Sixpack, and that's you. Because once you turn against them, it's over. And we will defeat them. Make no mistake. Good to hear your passion, your conviction. I had that same feeling 17 years ago, and look where I've come. And there are people out there 10 times better than I. You think I've got gifts? I have nothing compared to people listening right now who haven't decided to step up to the plate yet. Step up. Now's the time. No more games. Defend the Republic. Defend humanity. I salute you. Who's up next here? Keith in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just want to take my hats off to the last caller. That was the kind of spirit we need, is people that have the balls to take these guys on. But what I was commenting on is when you were talking about being in Las Vegas, I was kind of like the Twilight Zone. I had one of these incidents today with you talking about the bumper sticker program. I had thought about that a couple months back. I'd never called the show about it. As a matter of fact, I did call the show, was going to mention it, but I got sidetracked by some guy that was talking about college and how he was arrogant. It was a few weeks back, but I had an idea on that to expand a little bit. I was thinking about, should there be some kind of campaign, like make $15 for 50 stickers or something like that for all 50 states to get everybody involved to... pass out at least 50 of these stickers. Each person just take the responsibility, give 50 InfoWars stickers to somebody, anybody, whatever.
Well, let's be clear. If somebody steps up with a grant, we may just use Money Bomb money for it. That's an idea. Give the first 10,000 orders a totally free shipment. And then the shipping and the stickers are paid for. In fact, maybe I should do that with some of the Money Bomb money. I don't know how much that would cost, but 10,000 people getting, say, 500 stickers apiece. Wow, that'd be some havoc. The globalists don't like these Patriot stickers everywhere. Well, let's just put more up for them then. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
If you give those stickers out for free, say you say 500, I call in and say I want 500 stickers. What's to stop the globalists from sending their operatives in and just taking your stickers and throwing them away? If the people buy them themselves, you know they're not going to throw them away. So you can have operatives pop in there and just say, okay, well, no problem. You're giving away. Send our people in. Let's get them. They're not going to know who their people are. Take them and just throw them away. I can't have any idea, but you got to think how the enemy's going to think on that, too.
Or we can simply list, like, 20 bumper sticker places that are cheap and tell listeners to go make them themselves. Ooh, that's really good. That's even better. Then you know you're actually buying them at the lowest price from somebody else and you're putting them up. Because nothing's better. I mean, we're not very good, I'll be honest, but nothing's better. Yeah, that's a weird feeling to be the best there is in the fight against tyranny and to know that I am so lacking. Keith, God bless you, man. You're awesome. It is you, the listeners, that are just so incredible. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. And then Sean, Gary, George, and others. I've got to get to more quick. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Just want to thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Ron Paul, I've been watching the videos he's got out, and Fox just makes me sick.
He's been winning almost every straw poll. He won both Iowa polls. He's number two or number three in every poll, and they just keep saying he can't win as this PSYOP, and Herman Cain wants to get the feds involved in sales taxes on top of everything. Give me a break.
Like, it's repulsive. But I want to thank you for the videos that you put out showing what we're actually doing. I was talking to my daughter about that just a few minutes ago, what we really do and how disgusting it is. And, you know, how it's in the name of something righteous when it's so wrong.
Well, let me say, I have a young daughter, and I don't like seeing little girls with the bottom of their face blown off. But I have watched that video probably 20 times now in production and on air, and I will continue to watch it because it hurts me. Now when my children cry when they fall down or something, it's like 10 times more painful, but it's like electricity. That child is literally with me now constantly with her whole bottom of her face blown off. And now it's not that I just don't have fear. It's even beyond that. I feel like I, as an American, am somehow guilty and do not even care about myself, because we must stop these wars. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely the message you're getting out is phenomenal. I know, and I don't like you sounding disheartened when you try to push the money bomb. The things you were doing, the things I have learned over the last few years are and you couldn't replace it. So, yeah, absolutely, push that money bomb. Don't feel bad about saying, hey, we need to grow, because we do.
No, I hear you. But quite frankly, I wouldn't even be doing the money bomb if it wasn't an example that should be made. People need to learn it's good to fund liberty movements. The government takes our money and uses it against us. We need to voluntarily promote alternative and real media. Thank you so much, Don. Let's go to Moses in California. Moses in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I just had an archive thought here. February 17, 2009, the stimulus package was signed, correct?
The what package?
The stimulus package, $787 billion?
Yes.
If you watch that speech Obama gives after the signing of it in Colorado, he talks about the superhighway and how part of that funding will go toward that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's going to meet in Hawaii coming up just a few weeks. French news agency reports Obama to host North American summit in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just didn't see that get too much attention. But it definitely happened and shows the federal funding for that North American Union.
Oh, I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, all over the place. They're establishing this new North American Union, just like the euro. You know, the euro was set up in 57, not 2000. And it's the same thing with this union. Sean, Gary, George, Rick, others. I apologize. I'm flat out of time. I will attempt to take a lot more calls tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because your calls always bring up such incredible issues. I appreciate you trying to get on board. And we'll see everybody else tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com. The literal tip of the spear in the battle for Western civilization and the Republic. The battle for humanity, period. But Western civilization has now been taken over and turned into an engine of evil. We have to wrest it back from the globalist. Great job to the crew. Again, we'll see you back live tomorrow, God willing.